This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. More than 30,000 machinists could vote today on Boeing's latest contract proposal. At stake is production of the 777X plane, which Boeing said it could move out of Washington state when machinists rejected an earlier offer. The stakes are high for machinists who worry about voting themselves out of jobs. But as Kate Davidson reports, there are risks for Boeing as well.
Under the revised deal, machinists would get an extra bonus and a few other concessions. But Leon Grunberg of the University of Puget Sound says their biggest concern remains.
Losing the guaranteed pension that they had, one of the few last remaining blue-collar workers in the private sector that have these guaranteed pensions.
In fact, the local union didn't push for today's vote. The international leadership did. It doesn't want to risk losing thousands of union jobs to a right-to-work state. Aviation industry consultant Scott Hamilton says moving is risky for Boeing, too. He says the company asked competing sites to basically replicate its Washington facilities to the tune of $10 billion.
I don't see any state in the union that has the ability to go out and write $10 billion worth of checks to build buildings.
There's also the risk of delay. Boeing wants the 777X to debut in 2020, which might not happen if it has to start from scratch. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.